More than 2 years and at least a dozen major mutations since the COVID-19 pandemic began, the novel coronavirus is still the world's biggest medical headline grabber. But according to many physicians and public health researchers, it's not humanity's biggest medical challenge. That title is reserved for antibiotic-resistant bacteria, or superbugs. The infections they cause now kill more than 1 million people a year. And a new analysis from the CDC says that the pandemic has caused them to surge in hospitals after several years of decline. Dr. Chris Murray is chair of Health Metrics Sciences at the University of Washington. His study on superbugs was published in The Lancet in January. Dr. Murray, welcome.
Happy to be here.
We're going to talk about the new CDC analysis, which just came out recently, in a minute. But before we do that, let's talk about why it matters. I mean, just remind people, we have lived with antibiotics now for several generations. What do they do, and what was the world like before them?
Well, antibiotics help us tackle bacterial infections that in many cases we would otherwise not be able to overcome. And so, you know, the advent of antibiotics has led to a huge decrease in death rates from things like pneumonia. And so if we don't have antibiotics that work, we run the risk of going back to the old days when the death rates from those conditions were really quite high.
Right. Super high. And we know that the more antibiotics are used, whether in medicine or in agriculture, and people take them when they don't need to take them, the more they do this, the more bacteria learns how to mutate and not respond to the antibiotics.
That's right. When you give people antibiotics and then a mutation comes along in a bacteria that allows it to be resistant to that antibiotic, the more we use antibiotics, the more those types of mutations will spread and then come back to infect us with a nasty, resistant bacteria.
Yeah. Well, and this brings us to COVID-19. COVID is a virus. Antibiotics are for bacteria-caused illnesses. But in the beginning of the pandemic, it was so new. We didn't know what we were seeing when people came into hospitals so violently ill. And a lot of people were given antibiotics even though they had COVID.
Well, there's a good reason for that, which is if you go back, for example, to the Spanish flu, a lot of people who died from the Spanish flu, you know, 100 years ago, actually died from a secondary bacterial infection in the lungs. And so physicians have always been concerned that viral infections that affect the lungs can lead to you having a secondary infection with a bacteria that actually may be the pathway to death. And so it's not surprising that as in the beginning, and still today, in some cases, there's a real concern about bacteria and led to a lot of antibiotic use.
Yeah, well, we're reading that in between March and October of 2020, 80% of COVID patients were being given antibiotics. But then also, because COVID required things like people being on ventilators and different procedures that might break the skin, that was another way that bacteria could grow?
Well, when people are very sick in hospital, you know, in the ICU or in, you know, high-intensity care, it is very common to get hospital-acquired infections for all sorts of mechanisms, you know, especially those that are, let's say, on mechanical ventilation. That's a common outcome. And frequently, they get infected with the bacteria that are present in an environment where lots and lots of antibiotics are being used. In other words, often it's a drug-resistant bacteria.
Yeah. What can doctors do that maybe they're not doing, and what can we all do?
First and foremost is to make sure that the research and development pipeline is continuing to produce new antibiotics so we can keep ahead of this sort of arms race with the bacteria. But then we can decrease the likelihood of the spread of these drug-resistant bacteria by avoiding inappropriate use, you know, only use antibiotics when they're really going to help the patient. And, of course, all efforts to reduce the risk of transmission of these drug-resistant bacteria, you know, infection control in hospitals, avoiding contact when patients do have drug-resistant bacteria.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. all those measures that make up good infection control. And then just decreasing the amount of infection that's out there through things like vaccination for, let's say, the pneumococcus or other bacteria.
Do you think we're headed in the right direction coming out of the pandemic, having learned a lesson about creating antibiotic-resistant bacteria? Or do you worry that we could be headed back there again at some point?
We suspect that globally, deaths from antimicrobial resistance are on the way up. In our analysis of all the data that's out there for drug resistance, it turns out, much to our and pretty much everyone in the field's surprise, deaths from antimicrobial resistance are highest in Africa. And we all thought before that they would be highest in the US and Europe and Australia and New Zealand, where antibiotic use is highest. But because there's so much more infection in low and middle income countries, even though the percent of infections due to resistance are a little bit lower, the number of people dying from AMR is actually greatest in the least resourced parts of the world. So this is a problem that we think will get worse in the future and really requires, you know, a concerted effort now to avoid being in that situation where we may not have effective antibiotics to deal with some of the more common pathogens that are out there. And of course, it's tied up very closely with this question of future pandemics emerging, because the same surveillance systems that will help us track the emergence of a new pathogen can also help us track the emergence of or spread of drug resistance.
That's Dr. Chris Murray from the University of Washington talking about the CDC's new findings of rising antibiotic-resistant infections in hospitals, and they tie it back to the height of the pandemic. Dr. Murray, thank you so much. Lots to think about.
Thanks very much for your time.